Mark your calendar for April 22nd, 7 p.m. Head to the Orbert Room because this event is a not-to-be-missed event. How's that for an opinion? Jake's Music Festival featuring the likes of Papa Vegas, Potato Babies, the Jet Beats, and more. And, well, featuring Jake and Tom. Tom Scheidel, good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How's Jake?
Jake is doing great.
Where is he in life?
He's in Chicago. Just turned 26, so... Not to get all political, but for those of you who know who had your child on your health insurance through age 26, he went off our health insurance, which means he's on the health exchange now, trying to find his own. Which, you know, because he has type one diabetes, is a little bit of a challenge.
All right. Yes, we need to leave it there, but that gets the up close and personal challenges that we each have. And Jake, obviously, as we've mentioned in the past. Type 1 diabetes.
Right. Jake was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 6 years old, which is 20 years ago now. And about 13 years ago, we decided we needed to do something to help raise money for the cause. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, JDRF, is the number one private fundraiser for diabetes research in the world. And so we got very involved with the local chapter here. Shortly after he was diagnosed. And then in 13 years ago, we started this little music festival, which just keeps going and going and growing. And this year it's going to be April 22nd, which is a week from Saturday. And a new thing, we're going to be at the Orbit Room. We've been at the Wealthy Theater for the last 10 years. And this year we've moved over to the Orbit Room.
Right. Do you need more room?
Well,
it's a different venue, isn't it?
One of the things that was happening is because this is not just a concert, it's a music festival. So in addition to the music, we have a silent auction, we have art pieces that will be created on site this year. There's always other things going on. Like one year we had a temporary tattoo artist, we've had photo booths. So there's lots of other things just besides the music. The difficulty we were running into at the Wealthy Theater is that all of that other stuff besides the music was out in the lobby area. And so you'd get half the people that'd be listening to the music and half the people that would be in the lobby. And it just, when we were smaller, it was okay. But as we got larger, it just wasn't working anymore. So what the Orbit Room gives us is the opportunity that we can have all of the music, the liquid refreshments, the silent auction, and all the other stuff we do will all be in the same room. We have a special VIP seating area up above the stage this year. And so what'll be nice is so you can listen to the music, you can go bid an auction item, you can go grab a hot dog, you can go grab a drink, and you never have to leave where the music is being played. So it's going to be a better, more festival-like environment.
And there is an entry fee. Very affordable, shall I say?
Yeah, that's new this year too. In the past, it's been a free show. Being at the Orbit Room, we have some different ticketing things that we have to do, and we just decided it was time to make this a ticketed event again. So it's $10 for a ticket in advance, $15 at the door, or VIP pass is $25. And with a VIP pass, you get reserved seating, you get a free drink, you get a Jake's Music Festival t-shirt, guitar pick, button, and a load of gift certificates to area restaurants. So it's about a $40 to $50 value for the $25 VIP.
Yes, and as we know, those proceeds going to such a good cause. Jake's Music Festival, April 22nd, 7 o'clock, the Orbit Room, Tom Scheidel with us. You also will be having a silent auction.
Yes, silent auction. We have a lot of local businesses who have donated products for our silent auction. So we have all kinds of cool things this year. We have gift certificates to Ruth Chris and the Cheesecake Factory. We have a Jose Cuervo Adirondack chair that the back is cut in the shape of Michigan, the Lower Peninsula only. We have just lots and lots of framed artwork and things like that. One of the really cool things we have going on this year is Sarah Jean Anderson, who's a local comedian. and artist. She's actually painted, done two paintings for us that will be auctioned off. And then she will also be there live. And we've got a really cool thing we're going to do. We're going to have get old record albums. And she's actually going to do paintings on the record album, on the actual disc itself, while you wait. So you can actually come in and get an original piece of art done right there during the music festival.
You have a... You're going all the way, as they say.
It's fun. You know, we've got a really good committee of folks who work with us on this. And part of it, we're always every year trying to do new things and trying to make it fun because we have a great music scene here locally in Grand Rapids. There are some wonderful musicians. I mean, if you look at our roster this year, you know, Papa Vegas, you know, they had a recording contract for a while. They got started in the 90s. They just opened for the Verve Pipe when the Verve Pipe played over at 20 Monroe Live. They opened for that. So, I mean, they're big. Potato Babies have actually performed before. You know, probably the most wild, fun band playing in Grand Rapids right now. So we're excited to have them back. The Jet Beats, sort of a surf rock and roll band, and they're a lot of fun. The Automatic is they're a newer band, younger guys, real exciting, a lot of energy, getting a lot of really good press. And then Lipstick Jody, they sold out the Pyramid Scheme when they did their CD release party a couple of months ago. So we're really excited about having them as well. So a lot of fun, a lot of really high energy stuff, and. Yeah, the band, like I said, as good as the bands are, and again, you'd pay $10 to see any one of those bands if you went to, you know, the Pyramid Scheme or something like that, and you're going to get to see all of them for $10 at our location.
Nice. Will Jake make a few comments in between?
Jake has gone from being the goofy high school or junior high school kid who just kind of hung out in the background. He's now our main MC. So he'll be up on stage with people like Shelley Irwin.
Oh, I will take your first couple shifts. Thank you. Yes. Wouldn't want to miss it.
Yep. So Jake's going to be there. John Sinkovitz from Local Spins Live will be there. You'll be there. So we've got rotating MCs who will be on stage. And so, again, just more people who are, again, involved in the music scene, involved in what's going on here in Grand Rapids, because we've got a vibrant community. We were just walking around a little bit before we came in this morning, just looking at all the new buildings and all the stuff that's gone up in the last year. And it's just incredible. This is a very exciting place to be right now, and we're really excited to be part of it.
Hey, where's the Orbit Room?
The Orbit Room is behind Crossroads. No, not Crossroads. What do they call it? It used to be Eastbrook Mall. Yeah. Cross Point Mall, whatever it's called now. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, it's there. That
on the Beltline area.
Right off the Beltline. So it's just north of the Beltline and
28.
And 28. Yep.
Yes, great.
So yeah, and acres and acres of free parking. Everybody in Grand Rapids complains about parking. No problems there. Tons of free parking right by the front door.
Will there be a cure for diabetes in Jake's lifetime?
That is our hope. Yeah. When he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 6 years old, the endocrinologist we were working with at that time said, he says, I firmly believe that there will be a cure in his lifetime. To which I said, well, he is 6 years old, so you're giving yourself a pretty broad window here. But the strides that we've seen just in the 20 years that you know, we've been dealing with this as a family, and Jake's been dealing with it personally, things like the insulin pump, things like some of the new therapies they've got. There's actually right now, it's just been approved by the FDA, a closed-loop system. So you have a continuous glucose monitor, which continuously monitors a person's blood sugar, and then that wirelessly communicates with the insulin pump. So as opposed to right now, someone with type 1 has to check their blood sugar and then figure out how much insulin they need and give themselves a shot or program it into their pump, all that happens automatically. And right. So it's a huge, huge development. And a lot of that is because of the money that's been raised by JDRF.
Details one more time for April 22nd, Tom Scheidel.
April 22nd at the Orbit Room. Doors are at 6 o'clock. Music starts at 7. We are brought to you by the Gordon Group, Perrin Brewing Company, PC Specialist, our main sponsors. Because of them, those people cover all of our production costs, including the rental of the space, so that every dollar that is spent. So 100% of the ticket prices and any donations that we get the night of April 22nd, 100% of those will go to help find a cure for type 1 diabetes.
Right. Bring your cash and checkbook and your listening ear. The Orbit Room is where you head on the 22nd. Thanks, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, to gain those proceeds to discover that cure. Our best to Jake, and see you on the 22nd, Tom.
Thank you, Shelley. See you then.
I'm Shelley Irwin. You're listening to the WGVU Morning Show here on WGVU. As always, we thank you for that.